Now let's do the exercise at page 120. Choose the correct answers to the following questions. Number 1. In what respect does the fact differ from fiction concerning the secrets that people keep to themselves? 那么在什么方面这个事实与小说当中所描述的人们所保密的这个丑闻不同呢？在什么方面是不一样的？ So in what respect does the fact differ from fiction? We choose A. They are really so terrible as to ruin our reputations if revealed. 那么他们没有可怕到会把一个人的名声毁掉的地步。Fact, 这里的 fact, 指代位子中有真正骷髅的这个事实。Okay. Number two, before opening the cupboard door, the writer had, 在打开柜门前作者已经把内衣给放好了。So, we choose C, put his shirt and his underwear in the cupboard drawers. 注意 underwear. U-N-D-R-W-E-A-R, underwear. Okay, number three.What were the most frightening thing about the writer's experience? 对于作者的这次经历来讲，什么是最可怕的？ We choose A, the sight of skeleton hanging in the cupboard. 那么就是见到了这个柜里的骷髅在晃动。When the writer saw the skeleton hanging in the cupboard, he stood in front of it petrified.Do you remember that? No. Key structure? Number 4. We often read in novels of a seemingly respectable person or family some terrible secret. 如果运用定语从句，请同学发现第四个选项当中 that they have, they 是多余的 that have some terrible secret, okay?所以这里只能运用 A 选项 having 现在分词做定语，那么 C 选项 whom 关系词运用不正确。 Number 5 The only person I have ever known a skeleton in a cupboard 我所知道的唯一拥有骷髅的人，我们常用动词不定式 to修饰名词，这个时候它起到一个定语从句作用，重点在于 the first person, the only person, the last person, do you remember? 这是我们在前几篇课文当中重点提到过的知识。这柜子里面有骷髅的唯一的一个人， the only person to have a skeleton in the cupboard. I have ever known 定语从句修饰 the only person.那么在 I 之前省略了关系词 that. Number 6 George Cotton and it is he's very proud of. We choose boy something. 那么 something 在这里是表示某件有意义或有价值的事儿。Now translate the sentence please. It's something to have a job in television.It's something to have a job in television. 在电视台工作是件值得高兴的事儿。而 what 相当于 all， 主要是指全部，所罗列范围太广了。Okay, number 7. No sooner had I opened the cupboard door than I stood. No sooner than 固定搭配 we choose C. Number 8.That I was a medical student once upon time. 想到你已经忘记掉了吗？这个结果。所以我们采用现在完成时。Have you forgotten? We choose boy. Number 9. English language. A vivid scene to. We choose dog. Has. Has means possess. Own. O-W-N, okay? Not A. Y. O-W-E. In tennis. 欠钱 for example I owe him $10 yesterday. Number 10 The guest room
which he said was used. We choose A, little. Little, 否定色彩的副词代替 really.
而 boy 选项 a little 是肯定意义。
Uncommonly, C 选项表示不正常的、不普通的。
Doug 选项 preciously, 珍贵的。
那 number 11, he told me to unpack my and then, of course, unpack my belongings, which is Doug.
那么把我随身所携带的物品。
要注意 belongings 通常采用复数形式 it means possessions. Got it?
而 C 选项 trunks, 皮箱也指汽车的尾箱。
Boy 选项 object, 巨大的物体。
而 A 选项 item, 物品。
For example, yesterday he went shopping to buy some items. Number 12, give me the impression that it leaping at me.
给我一种印象。那就是他马上要跳出来扑向我。
In a text we use, it was about to leap out at me.
采用了结构形式 be about to do something. Be about to do something 的同义短语
A. Be on the point of,
即将即刻做某事。
For example, the plane is about to set out, or,The plane is on the point of setting out.
Boy 选项 be concerned with 表示关心，而 C 选项 think of 表示考虑，想到。Got it?
Okay, so much for the exercise in lesson 24. Now let's study lesson 25. The cul-de-sac.
卡利萨克号帆船。
Open your books at page 122. Read the following words after me aloud. Please pay more attention to your pronunciations. Impressive, impressive. Steamship, steamship. Vessel, vessel. Era, era. Java, Java. Rudder, rudder. Row, row.Steer, steer. Temporary, temporary. Plank, plank. Fit, fit. Equator, equator. Delay, delay.
Now let's study how to use the first word, impressive. This is adjective. It means deeply impressing the mind and feelings. For example,This is an impressive thing. This is an impressive thing. 这是给人印象深刻的一幕。
Furthermore, please remember impression.
Impression, 名词形式 in tennis, 印象。我们经常用的短语 make a lasting impression on somebody. Make a lasting impression on somebody.给某人以不可磨灭的印象，请同学们牢记 make a lasting impression on somebody， 也可用于 have a false impression of somebody， have a false impression of somebody， 对某人有错误的看法， give somebody impression that， 给某人以印象。 For example， he gave me the impression。That it was about to leap out at me. I think you still remember the sentence in lesson 24, okay?
及动词形式 impress, 这是一个及物动词，重点的及物动词。我们在前面已经做过详细的讲解。
For example, 给我印象最深的就是你的勤奋。
What impressed me most was your diligence.What impressed me most was your diligence.
给某人留下的印象 impress somebody.
And particularly impress somebody with something.
用什么而给某人留下了深刻的印象。
You impress me with your beautiful clothes. Okay, now read with me aloud. Impressive. Impression. Impress. Are you clear?